On the air everywhere, this is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, I happen to like it.
Whatever.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show, indeed. It is so awesome to be with you. Oh my God. You go, girl. Shut up. Hey, welcome to the program. It is so nice for us to get together, to gather in this place. We gather in this place, know the holy matrimony between this man and this woman. Ooh, somebody should run quickly. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
It's great to be with you. My God, I missed you. I miss the way you walk. I miss the way you talk. I miss the way you mispronounce your words. I miss the way that you annoy me. I miss the way that you frustrate the hell out of me. Yeah, I miss you. Yes, I do. Hey, welcome to the program. My name is indeed Ron Van Dam. That's my full name, indeed Ron Van Dam. And I really don't need to say much more than that because it's just not your business. Look, I might be a monkey on a rope to you, but I also have a life. I have some morals. I don't know what they are, but I have some. Just haven't used them in a while. But I know they're there somewhere. I think they're in a closet behind my underpants. I don't keep my underpants in a drawer, by the way. I keep them in a closet. Figure that out for a while. Because my drawers are in my closet, so to speak. Is that too much information for you? Oh, I see what you're doing. You're setting me up for a segment.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing socks. Socks are a fascinating piece of wardrobe, aren't they? The one piece of our body that gets really, really frigidly cold is our feet. Because it's our feet that touch the ground. If the ground is cold, it's an immediate reaction. We don't really touch our heads to anything. You know, you never touch your head to the ceiling or I'm going to touch the wall with my head. So it's not your head. Could be your hands. You touch everything with your hands. Oh my God, you touch way too many things with your hands. It's out of control what you do with your hands. But somehow you can rub your hands together and make them warm. They're in action a lot. There's a lot of action going on with your hands. Your fingers are moving and stuff like that. You can move your fingers very easily on your hand. Try to move your toes on your feet. They don't move that easily. You got to really think about it. You got to show up a day ahead of time. So I got to move some toes now. Not easy to move, man. You can move them, sure. I can move my toes, but it's a lot of work. They're not kind of near me, you know. They're all the way down there. My fingers, I don't think twice about it. I can move my fingers without even... I don't even have to think about moving my fingers. I'll move them anyway. Oh, I'll move them. So it's the feet that seem to require the protection and the temperature control more so than any other part of the body, in my estimation. Sure, my nose has gotten cold a number of times, and I don't know why my nose would get cold, everything else wouldn't, but that's just a nose situation that doesn't really happen that frequently. But the feet situation is continual. So they invented socks Socks are wonderful, man. And you always got to have two of them, and one of them always has a hole in it. Have you noticed that, you know? And then they get on your ankles, and they choke off your circulation, and your feet can't breathe. There's a lot of problems with socks. If the socks are really warm and fuzzy to the point where they're really making you warm and toasty, then your shoes don't fit. You can't put your shoes on. Your socks are too thick. It just requires a lot of sock thought. Sock is S-O-C-K. Socks is S-O-X. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? It's just a confusing part of the body, and it's a confusing part of stuff there, and you can get athlete's foot. I've never had athlete's hands. Have you? I've never got, like, scaly things on the back of my hand. Got another things on the back of my hand I care not to talk about right now, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. But the feet, they always something with these guys, you know? I can clip my fingernails really easy. Bip, 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 bip. You know, keep them in check. My toes, my toenails, why would I bother? They're in my shoes. They're in my socks. They're constantly being shielded to the outer universe. So why even look at them? Why even bother with them? So the socks are quite an interesting apparel. They basically come in two different colors, unless you're really flamboyant. But basically, you got your black socks, and you got your white socks. The white socks are meant for athletic endeavors, and I think the reason is that if you hurt your feet, then you'll be able to see that you're bleeding profusely out of your foot if you're wearing white socks. Other than that, I really don't know why people wear white socks, because they always look dirty. They smell more than black socks. I don't know why, but they do. White socks just stink, and they're dirty, and they got skid marks. I don't know how that happened. How'd you get skid marks on your socks? I don't know, but they did. They're there. There they are. Black socks are the way to go, man. You don't even really have to match them. A lot of people do, but you really don't have to. They make socks in like little patterns and stuff like that, and little insignias toward the top of the sock so that you know how to ball them. Do you ball your socks? You know what balling your sock is? Yeah, no, it's not that, okay? It's when you take two socks and you roll them up together and you roll them into a ball and you're balling your socks. I know. It's about the only item that I ball. I've never balled my shirt and I never balled my pants. I don't ball my gloves. I don't ball anything, really, except for my socks. I just ball those babies like there's no tomorrow, and that's how I store them in my closet. So I just think socks are phenomenal. They go to the feet, which are very strange objects on the body. They support our entire weight. Our hands don't, unless you're crawling or begging for forgiveness. But otherwise, man, it's your feet. It's your feet. Some guys spend a lot of time on their knees. I know. I understand. But it's the feet, man, that holds you up. So the socks are a very important part of our apparel life. Apparently, of our apparel life.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Wow. That was like one incredible way to start a show. It really is. Hey, we have a new sponsor that we introduced on Friday. They're back with us again today. Someone's got to pay for this show. It ain't going to be me.
Gentlemen, you know that when you decide to get engaged, you'll be making one of the most important investments of your life. Think about it. From the moment you get down on bended knee and present the ring, how much you actually love someone will be judged solely on the size of the stone you buy. And not just by the one you love, but by literally everyone she knows. And strangers. At Schlickershek the Jewelers, we know that when you're about to cough up what amounts to a few months' rent to obtain the exclusive naming rights to a vagina, you want to be able to be sure that you've made the best choice. So if you've decided it's time to staple gun your man tackle to a single hitching post and to never be able to experience the simple joy of a meaningless hookup without handing over half your stuff, come to Schlickerschecter Jewelers and see our amazing line of certified, high-quality, shallow female ego strokers. Take it from me, Herbert Schlickerschecter. I'm not just your local jeweler. I've been married 6.5 times. Vegas marriages, boys. Very easy to annul when the shrew goes south on you. And she will.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
Hey. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, you're looking good today. Yeah, baby. Hey, I went on to YouTube today, and I found something very interesting and kind of comical. And it's funny how people misunderstand each other all the time. Have you ever done that when you say something to somebody and they like totally misunderstood what you said because they're vapidly stupid? Yeah, it's happened before. So I was tooling around the YouTube, and I found this comical little restaurant sketch that I thought was just adorable. I like adorable things like puppies and little earthworms. This isn't adorable. This is a little restaurant sketch about a misunderstanding.
Yep, I think I will have the vegetarian lasagna.
You vegetarian?
Yeah. You too?
Yeah.
How come?
Oh, well, you know, both of my parents were vegetarian. And they've always just taught me not to trust the Jews. And basically, they influence everything. They influence the banks, they influence the liberal media. They basically control most of the monopoly of the culture of America. And of course, that's the superpower. So it folds back onto everyone else. And of course, the Israeli occupation is just wrong.
You know what?
And the Holocaust.
I think you might be getting vegetarianism confused with anti-Semitism.
Really?
Yeah.
In that case, I might have the duck à l'orange.
There's a total misunderstanding going on there. Total misunderstanding. You know what I find on the tube of you? YouTube, the tube of you, get it? I find interestingly enough that everybody seems to be challenging everybody to do things, and then people actually do it. And I don't remember this thing of challenging people to do things and then they do it. I don't recall that. This is like new. This ice bucket challenge for a wonderful cause. Don't get me wrong. These causes are wonderful. I mean, not wonderful. They're horrible. But it's to raise money for awareness and for research and cures and things for these terrible diseases and terrible things. But somehow we're involving all of a sudden these challenges. And in order to cure a disease, apparently we have to dump ice on each other. This is the ice bucket challenge. Football teams did it. Any kind of athletic team did it. People did it to their friends. Their teachers would do the ice bucket challenge. And even Obama at one point was it was just so odd. It's like, What does this have to do with the horrible disease? It's horrible disease. It's debilitating. Let me dump ice on your head. It doesn't make sense to me. We've gone too far with this stuff. I know we're raising money and awareness. I get it. But what is this challenge stuff? What? I challenge you. I challenge you to throw a pie in my face so we can cure cancer. What? What are you talking about? How does throwing a pie in my face cure cancer? What? Oh, okay, I'll do it. Oh, all right, you can do it. You can dump ice on my head. What is going on with you? Stop it. Stop this stupid challenge stuff. It's getting out of hand. At one point, people were doing it to donate money to a cause. Now they're just dumping ice on their head because it's funny. That's the challenge. How about the bathroom challenge? How about that? Let's do a bathroom challenge. I bet you that you can't go to the bathroom for 2 weeks. I'm. That's the challenge. That's the bathroom challenge. Oh, yeah. Hey, all right, I'll show you. No, you don't show me. You're going to ruin your bladder. What are you doing? What are you doing? How about the shut up challenge? How about you shut up for 2 weeks? How about that challenge? How about you shut up, don't go to the bathroom, and dump a bucket of ice on your head on top of it? How about that? There's your challenge right there. Now we're talking challenges. Crazy. Crazy stuff, man. It's crazy, man. Everybody going crazy. I do this podcast out of the northeast of the world, out of the American northeast, the New England area. And we had a little bit of snow yesterday. This is a Monday, January 26th, and they're predicting 2 feet of snow for the next few days, for Tuesday especially, 2 feet of snow. And I've just given up. I give up. Whatever. You know what it is? It's the snowfall challenge. Go on, dump buckets of snow on my property in my driveway so I can't go anywhere or do anything. And then I have to worry about the possibility that I'll lose power and have no internet, no phone, no electricity. I'll just have to sit here and ice bucket my challenge to pieces and just stare at the walls and go, look at that paint. Isn't that looking wonderful, the paint today? 2 feet of snow. Ron, why don't you move to Florida? I'm not moving to that godforsaken hellhole of humidity, okay? No. That, to me, is a hellhole. I don't know why old, quote-unquote, old elderly people move to Florida. I don't think it's so they can have a better life. I think it's because they've just given up and pretty much are just saying, take me now, move me to the hellhole. Yeah, it's true. Disney World is there and all these theme parks and all that kind of stuff. And that's really just wonderful. But those people leave. I could never just live in Florida. There's cockroaches, there's humidity, there's heat, there's just horrible things going on. I think the devil lives in Orlando or in Pensacola. It's just an awful, awful, awful place to be. It's horrible. I can't deal with it. So I'm not moving there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know why I'm talking about Florida. Oh, because why do I move to Florida? Because it's going to snow. Okay, I get it now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, right now, let's go to, I got a funny story for you. Would you like to hear a funny story? Do you like the funny stories? Oh, man, you're going to love this. I went to the dollar store today. I know. It was ridiculous. I did. I went to the dollar store to buy something for a dollar.
Okay, get comfortable, everybody. It's time for one of Ron's funny stories.
All
the lady at the dollar store. By the way, you know what a dollar store is? For those that may not live in the area, I don't know if dollar stores are all over the country. It's a store where everything in the store is a dollar. I immediately go to the prostitute section. It's a hell of a bargain. Hey, she ain't great, but she's cheap. I'm kidding. They don't have it in the dollar store. It's outside the dollar store. I'm kidding. It's not outside the dollar store. There's no prostitution anywhere in the world. So anyway, so I walk into the lady behind the counter, and she doesn't have all her teeth. And I hate to say that, and it's not because she works at the dollar store. It really, really isn't. I think that that's her salary is a dollar. I think that's, to her, that's what the dollar store means. What do you get paid a week?
A dollar. In the dollar store, you get a dollar.
She doesn't have all her teeth, and she's not pretty. But anyway, she's behind the counter, and a lovely, lovely lady by all accounts. That's what it says on the poster in the post office. So anyway, I'll tell you why she hates me. Because I go in there every once in a while when I feel a little low, and I want to buy something for a dollar. I don't need any of this crap. I don't know if it's all made in China or Taiwan or if they just split the difference. But whatever you buy at the dollar store probably won't last for the trip home. It's cheap, awful stuff, but it's a dollar. And we've come to this point in our society where we'll buy anything because it's just a dollar. When I was growing up, a dollar was a lot of money. It took a long time to save a dollar. Things were just a penny and just a nickel. That was just fine. Now things are just a dollar, and we think we're getting a bargain. Dollar's a lot of money. Come on. Washington died for this country to be put on a dollar. Don't fuck with that. So anyway, so I buy stuff in the dollar store whether I need it or not. I buy it, and I go home, and then I throw it away because it's just the experience of... It costs me more in gas to go to the dollar store than it does to actually buy the product that I'm buying, which I'm not going to use anyway. So what the hell? You can get some good things at a dollar store. Some brand names are there, but I think that they're in the dollar store because they wouldn't sell in the regular store because they're defective. It's like aluminum foil, and you get home, and there's no aluminum. It's just foil. You know what I'm saying? Okay, fine. So anyway, whenever I go into the dollar store, and I go maybe once a week because I like to visit the indigent, I'll go up to the... It's Ron, you're just alienating everybody. You stop it. And of course, you know I'm joking. You know I'm kidding. You know I love everybody, and I'm really a lovable person. Oh, God. Did they buy that? No. So this lady's always behind this cash register counter thing, and I bring my items up there, and I always say to myself, because I feel so bad, I do this every time, I never have change on me, and I just don't know why I don't do this, because everything's a dollar. It's not a question of how much this is going to cost me. It's everything I pick up is going to be a dollar, right on the money. It's going to be a dollar. And then there's tax, and the tax brings it to $1.06, and... Why in the world do I never walk in with a dollar and a dime, a dollar and a nickel and a penny, a dollar and a quarter, so that this poor, wonderful lady can just give me a couple of coins back and call it a day? No, here's what Schmucky Ron does. Schmucky Ron never has any small bills because he never buys anything. He uses his credit card for most things. So anyway, so... I actually give them a $20 bill every time I go in, and I always say the same thing. I am so sorry. I do this every time. I'm so sorry. I only have a 20. And the first few times, the lady behind the counter, I don't know her name, and I'll give her a name. I don't know what it is. Susan. I have no idea. She says, oh, no problem. No, no problem. That's no problem. The third time, she didn't say that. Third time, she says, Okay. The fourth and the fifth time, she didn't say anything to me. Now, when I go in, and I still only have a $20 bill because I am a certified asshole when it comes to this stuff. Yes, I am. I just always forget to bring in change and a dollar bill. Now she actually is giving me little snide comments, and I don't think she's doing it on purpose. It's just to remind me that I'm an asshole. I'll say, oh my gosh, here we go again. I only have a 20. And she'll go, and that's it. That's all. She'll do like two little parts of a laugh and she'll stop. I feel so horrible. So what I did and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to church. Now, I'm not religious, and I usually don't go to churches, but I feel so bad about myself for this lady at the dollar store. You know, maybe she doesn't care. Maybe I'm not the only person who walks into a dollar store with a $20 bill all the time. Maybe not. Maybe there are other assholes. I really don't know. But all I know is I've defeated her. She was such a wonderful, snappy, just a joyous little woman. She was smiling. She loved her dollar store job, surrounded by all the knick-knack crap and all this dollar store crap. And she would see the smiles on children's faces walking out with little dollar toys that would basically explode in their face eventually, and with sharp edges probably cut their jugular. But nonetheless, at the time, the kids would be happy, and the woman just loved her job, and she just loved it. And then I come walking in, this cranky, inconsiderate, assholish of a man, only with $20 bills every time he comes in. Who does he think he is? Who, Daddy Warbucks with $20 bills in a dollar store? Why don't you buy 20 things? Well, then I wouldn't have enough money because I wouldn't have the tax. Then buy 19 things. And then you'll have the money. Yes, but I don't want 19 of your things. I just, you don't understand. I walk into the dollar store just to buy something to make myself feel like I'm contributing to society. But I've taken the life out of this woman. I've squeezed her spirit. I've just ruined her. I've taken her and tossed her to the side like a piece of garbage, like the little fledgling piece of meat that she is, and I feel horrible. I can imagine her going home at the end of the day, and her husband probably saying, "How was your day today? Oh, that asshole came in today with another $20 bill. He's got to be doing this on purpose." But I'm not. I'm really not. But it seems like I am, and I just feel horrible. And I'm glad I got that off my chest. And thank you for listening.
That was a really funny story, Ron. But then again, I'm in the third grade.
You're listening to Ron Van Dam on Metro South Podcasting. Oi, he's such a mensch. I mean, a nice mensch, don't get me wrong, but still, really, a mensch.
You know what I'm going to do now is I've got a guest here, Jennifer Beals. She's, I believe she was in Flashdance, I think she was, the movie. I think that was her. I'm not sure. I don't know who these people are. This took place actually a couple of months ago. Tori was with me, Tori Wainwright, who does a show with me on a weekly basis. She's great. She's great. And she was there when we were doing this particular interview with Jennifer Beals. And I think she's going to talk about her skin. I'm not too sure about that. I don't really remember. But let's see. Let's say hello to Jennifer Beals. Jennifer!
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm very excited, Jennifer. You know, we are the same age.
This is Tori here. She's joining us today.
Hello. Were you guys just talking about farting?
We were. I'm so sorry about that.
Amazing. That's a great early morning topic.
Thank you. Yeah. I take credit for that, too. Well, Ron, he helps me here with this.
We're talking about first dates and how sometimes you have to hold back and it's uncomfortable. I don't know why we were talking about that.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
But anyway. But, you know, people, even if you have flatulence, you should really have great skin.
Well, and you know they're connected. I'm not joking. I think they're connected because there's...
What?
Listen, hear me out.
Right. I will hear you out.
This is my theory. That part of good skin is good nutrition. And part of good nutrition is, at least for me, is food combining. And then you don't have the flatulence.
Wow.
See how I connected those two things for you?
I did.
You're amazing.
You should. That's great. But I eat junk food. I don't know. It's never going to happen to me. I don't know. But I look great. We look a lot alike. And we're the same age, Jennifer. I think this is awesome.
Are you my long-lost sister?
I might be.
Oh, my goodness.
I was born in July. You're born in December, the same year. So I'm like, this is, you know what? I need to.
It can happen.
It does. I need to get on your program here to continue to maintain this look.
All right. So how to, flatulence aside.
Because I can already do the maniac dance, so I'm already halfway there.
Wasn't that the name of the movie you did, Flatulence?
Any water in your regime, or is it all, like, soda?
Oh, I know. I need to drink more water. I know that. If it's Fiji water, I can drink it. Otherwise, I'm not really down with it.
Really? Why?
Something about the taste.
What's special about Fiji water?
It doesn't have that, like, Dejani. You can taste chlorine somewhere in there. Some waters,
no,
you
just
can taste
the name. It's psychological. It's psychological.
I'm very sensitive.
You know what? Throw some chlorophyll in there.
Chlorophyll?
I mean, I know it looks weird because it turns it green.
Okay.
But I think the chlorophyll could be really helpful.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm just going to say that. I'm going on the record. Chlorophyll.
Excellent.
Wow.
I don't know if it'll cure the flatulence, but it might help.
Nothing will cure my flatulence. But, you know, I'm proud of it. I've owned it.
I kind of enjoy it, to be honest with you. Not yours.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Not
enjoy
yours.
It at all.
No.
Not one bit.
No, it's a personal thing. All right, let's talk about skin here.
Okay.
All right. Does something happen to the skin after a certain age? Obviously, it does. What goes on at a certain age as far as deterioration is concerned?
Well, I think for some people, you know, the skin starts to lose its moisture, and, you know, it's not as juicy as it used to be.
All right.
Probably because there's a dip in hormones. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. So how do I keep it juicy, as you say?
How do you keep it juicy? Well, I think it's sleep and nutrition.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a good skincare regimen is helpful.
All right. Okay. So now, what is exfoliating? What does that do?
Oh, you take off all the dead layers of skin, all the dead skin cells, and get rid of them so that the new stuff can come up.
All right. Is there a health benefit to taking care of your skin?
Well, going back to flatulence, skin is the largest excretory organ of the body.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that the skin is clean and that it can breathe.
All right. Now, all right, so what are some tips in order to keep your skin youthful?
Well, I think staying out of the sun is really helpful.
Right.
I think moisturizing is really, you know, pretty key.
All right.
At least for me, anyway.
Okay. All right.
What do you use for moisturizer, Jennifer?
What I use for moisturizer?
Yeah.
I've recently started representing a line called Everdeep.
Ooh, okay.
Which one of the things that I really like about Everdeep, besides the fact that it actually works, is that they don't use parabens or phthalates in their formulas. And parabens are a class of chemicals that a lot of skincare companies use them as a preservative, but they've also been linked to breast cancer and are classified as reproductive toxins, as are phthalates.
Okay.
So that's not something you really want to put on
your
skin. And the Everdeep line doesn't use them, so that's pretty exciting. Mm. And they've been giving part of their proceeds to Alexandra Cousteau's Blue Legacy Foundation to preserve the ocean. And
I think
the connection there is that the unique ingredient in the line, the active ingredient in the line, is a complex called algosome, which is based on algae.
Ooh.
And they use all the fatty acids and amino acids and antioxidants and vitamins from the algae, and they put it into the skincare line.
Okay.
Mm, I like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you a vegetarian or anything like that?
I eat a predominantly plant-based diet, but boy, when I want a hamburger, I give myself a hamburger.
There you go.
Good for you.
Me too.
It's a nice way of living.
It is.
You're
great.
Conscious and you do the right thing, and then if you want something, yeah, I'll have it.
You know what? Yeah. Then that
very
can
cool.
be a raging carnivore, but it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. So let me just shift to your career because, you know, obviously everybody's following it. For Flashdance was the big thing, right? I mean, you're still probably getting that.
Well, I think, you know what's interesting? I get it mostly from journalists. I think Flashdance was the first big thing, but more people come up to me about...
The L Word?
The L Word or Book of Eli.
Book of Eli. Claudia loved it.
Yeah,
great.
It was fun. It was such a great film. It was such a great film to be a part of, and working with Gary Oldman and And Denzel Washington was such a treat. It was really, really fun. Mila Kunis was great. We had a fantastic time on set.
That is a great movie.
What are you working on? What are you working on next?
I start shooting a film this summer called Manhattan Nocturne with Adrian Brody and Campbell Scott, and I'm producing a one-hour drama for HBO along with Lauren Shuler Donner and Oren Moverman.
So cool.
That is great. Adrian Brody. Oh, you play his wife, right?
Yes, I do.
I read up on that. Oh, jealous.
Yeah, it's such a great script. I'm really, really excited about it. And I've also been really involved with lobbying for stronger toxic chemical controls. And to that end, I've reissued this book that I did on the L Word, where I had interviewed cast members and used the photographs that I had taken during the time of making the show. The book is for sale at lwordbook.com, and the proceeds of the book go to Mount Sinai Children's Environmental Health Center.
Oh, well, you're doing great things.
Yeah.
I had no idea, Jennifer.
You're a good person. See, you're a person who uses her celebrity for good things as opposed to...
And why not?
Yeah. Not.
That's sweet. And yet I can still talk about flatulence.
You can't see flatulence. Yeah. This is how we're going to have that connection, Jennifer, always. I was the woman that brought up flatulence on the radio with you.
It's a great thing to be
connected. And we're the same age. We're 5 months apart. I mean, the last dance, I was like, your age, watching you do that. I'm like, that could be me, except, you know, I'm married with children now. Hmm. But, you know, I could.
Okay. You could still do it.
You know, maybe never I did say it on never. The table. Never say never. And, you know, My Bodyguard was actually your first role, correct?
Yes,
and
it
that's
was.
A great movie.
Thank you.
Really,
I would find it freaky that someone knows that much about you, but that's just me.
Well, there's this little thing called the internet.
I love movies too. I'm a big movie buff.
That's why I don't like the internet. It's just too much. It's just too much. No, there's no privacy info anymore. It's no good.
And then there's the cloud. And all the information is hovering over us.
Cloud of flatulence.
Oh, God.
All right. How can we get more information?
Well, the book is at lwordbook.com, and if you want to learn more about the Everdeep line, it's at everdeep.com.
Yeah, Everdeep sounds great.
Speaking of the internet.
Hey, you've been fun to talk to. I've had a good time.
Me too. I'm excited. Hey, I'm still floating here. I'm thrilled. This is great.
Jennifer, thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Bye-bye.
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 She's wonderful, isn't she? Isn't she lovely? Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Jennifer Beals and Tori Wainwright. She is also lovely and wonderful. And yeah, she's a lot of fun. I guess we were talking about flatulence at that time when that interview was done. It just goes to show you, I guess the theme of this show never really changes, does it? No, it's very true to its whatever it is. I don't know. I want to clarify a few things. First of all, I was talking ill about Florida early on in the show, and I don't mean to do that. Florida is a wonderful penis-shaped state, and I shouldn't be talking like that. And it is a wonderful place for many people to live and to visit and to recreate and to enjoy and tourist it up and launch rockets and the whole bit. I don't mean to degrade it because... more than half of it is a swamp, and there's terrible flies and disease and cockroaches and palmetto bugs and people who stink because they sweat 24/7 and they go from 90-degree temperatures into 50-degree air conditioning and think that's healthy. I'm not saying that at all, at all. It's a wonderful, wonderful state. A wonderful place to live, to eat, to play, and there's plenty of fish in the ocean around it as well. Florida is my second home, which I never plan to attend anymore because I don't like it. So I just want to clarify that about Florida. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a wonderful place. Some of you have timeshares there. Some of you spend half your lives there. I'm not degrading you. I'm just saying, for me, it's a virtual hellhole. But, you know, I'll go there like for a day or two. I'll stay overnight in a hotel with fresh towels. But other than that, I don't think so. Sorry. Sorry. No. Also, the dollar store. I think I was degrading the dollar store. It is a lifesaver for many people. They can... get their supplies and their needs in a very inexpensive manner. It has saved a lot of people's lives. A dollar store is a wonderful, wonderful business idea. Someday, I would like to walk into the dollar store when that lady isn't there, to whom I embarrass myself constantly. But when there's some other employee there, I'd love to go up to them and just play a little joke on them because I am so frisky and fun. I just want to walk up to them and with something off the shelf, bring it up to the counter with me and say to them, how much is this? Can you do a price check? How much is this? Well, sir, it's a dollar. Oh, it is. Oh. It's not marked. Sir, it's called the dollar store. Everything in it is a dollar. I never caught on. Thank you. I don't do that just to be fun, you know. It's just to be funny. It's just to be fun. Just to be a little funny, you know what I say? They got another store now called the Five and Below, or Five Below, or Five Below Zero, or something. I have no idea what that is. And I guess everything there is under $5. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't you hook up with the dollar store? Everything can be under $6 or something like that. I don't know how that would work. And then there's a Dollar Tree, apparently. I don't know where they grow it, probably in Florida. But there's a Dollar Tree where it's not below $5 and it's not a dollar. It's just like it's made up of things that cost multiples of dollars. It's just I don't quite understand those stores where they still have dollar in the name, but the things are more than a dollar. I'm not quite getting that, but there are a lot of dollar type of stores now because they're very, very popular because people have found out that they don't need to buy American manufactured things anymore because there aren't any too much. So we've just given up and we're going to buy stuff from other countries that have no quality control for the most part. And if they break, they break. It was only a dollar, you know what I'm saying? So we've chosen to take the low road. And for many people, it's actually working. And I got to tell you, I'm keeping a lot of Chinese workers happy at home. I really am, because I'm supporting their entire country for some reason. And I don't know why. It's just a whole different world. I would love to open a store called Made in the USA. I seriously would. I'm not kidding you. I know I kid about everything, but I'm not kidding about this. Call it Made in the USA. Everything that you buy in the store was manufactured in the United States. Not bought from another country and then imported here and then we put our name on it and packaged it. No, I'm talking about something that was completely made in the United States from beginning to end, never touched another country. I would love to do that. And I think I'd be successful. I try to keep the prices down as best I could because they're going to be more expensive most likely. But I think I would gain the support of citizens of this country who would say, Ron, I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing. Your prices are ridiculous. They're outrageous. But I'm buying all American. And I want to do that. I can afford to buy all American because I know that is going to be high quality stuff. So I would like to open up a store like that. Now I'm looking for investors. No takers? Because I'm not putting any money in this. Well, be your money. I just want to put my name on it so that I can take all the glory for it. Because it's my idea. I'll do a big website and everybody will buy off the website. And if you live in another country, I can't ship it to you out of the country. It's made in the USA, manufactured in the USA, packaged in the USA, and only used by people who live in the USA. And that would be my business, my website. What do you think? You like it? Yeah, I know. You kind of thought that I was just another stupid talk show host. You were kind of right. But on the other hand, you were kind of wrong. I have tremendous ideas. I am just so fantastically lazy that I don't execute any of them. But I'm a brain man. I use my brain to create things that don't exist, and to take things that do exist and take them apart. That's what I do. I am so lazy, I won't even get up from the chair to answer the phone from a person that wants to invest money in any one of my 2,000 companies. And I'm too lazy to interview somebody to do it for me, and I'm too lazy to write a check to even pay them to do it for me. I am just that lazy. So my message to you kids is, know who you are, embrace it, and live your life to the fullest, being true to yourself. Me, I'm a lazy bastard, and I'm damn proud of it. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.
Unbelievably painful.